The state and ConocoPhillips are getting federal support for drilling plans in the National Petroleum Reserve Alaska, or NPRA. ConocoPhillips has several leases in the area, but has so far been blocked from developing them by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers refusing to allow the construction of a bridge over the Colville River. The Department of Interior is now in the mix, supporting access to the area the Corps first made inaccessible. Adam Fetcher is a spokesman with the department.
The department is moving forward on several fronts to safely and responsibly develop Alaska's energy resources.
A group of Alaska Democrats has been lobbying for Interior support since February, when 14 of their party's legislators wrote the department saying oil from the reserve is crucial to the long-term future of the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. Anchorage Representative Les Guerra was among that group. He says their work has gotten the needed results at Interior, but he says there is still work to be done.
The Department of the Interior has announced that they support a bridge. So the Obama administration supports a bridge. The Department of the Interior, through him, supports a bridge. But the Army Corps gets to make the bureaucratic decision, and they've always been, whether under Republican or Democratic administrations, a pretty bureaucratic agency. So we're waiting for them to hopefully change their decision.
The area in which ConocoPhillips plans to drill is called the CD5 area. It's just across the Colville River, west of Conoco's existing development in the Alpine Field.